Is Herman available?
Speaking.
Hi, Herman. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
How are you?
Good. You requested a callback around this time. Is this still a good time for you in regards to the working capital and equipment financing for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So this is for Power Bar and Grill, LLC?
Yes.
And you're still at the 220 West 6th Street address in Little Rock?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And how long have you had the business?
Over a year now.
Over a year. Okay. And are you the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. And how is everything going so far?
It's going okay. It's going okay. I went through a couple of deals a couple of months where some people try to sabotage the business, but I think we bounced back from it. So.
Oh, really? What happened?
A couple of guys that was in partnership with left and got mad because we were still doing good and kind of
went out of
the business and tried to stop the customers from coming and everything.
Oh, that's unfortunate, but things have turned around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. What can we help you with? What are you looking for exactly?
Actually, I'm looking for like working capital and buy some more equipment with.
Okay.
I have over 10,000 square feet. A little bit about the businesses. We are a restaurant / lounge. We have a lounge area upstairs. That's probably around 4,000, maybe 4,500 square feet. And then we have a restaurant downstairs. That's around 4,500 square feet. So we got almost two different businesses.
Pretty big space.
In one location. So yeah, pretty big space. Over 10,000 square feet. So
okay.
We do a plethora of things. We do live entertainment. We do many concerts. Of course, we open up a restaurant, things like that. So.
Okay. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
I'm looking for like furniture, kind of get a place to facelift. In August, we're going to focus our attention toward an older crowd, like 30 and up, and so we want to be in some new furniture and some of the equipment in the kitchen. Like we have some equipment that we don't need, so we're going to sell some of that and go to and buy equipment that we do need so we can push food out faster. So.
Okay. Now the restaurant equipment, do you know what those pieces are?
Yeah, we need two fryers, two commercial fryers, and that's it for the restaurant equipment, two commercial fryers, and then with the furniture, it's about 5 to 10,000, depends on how we, you know, how we go with it. A lot of it I've already purchased. I got about another 5,000 to go.
Okay. What did the business do last year for gross revenue, and what are you on track to do this year?
Oh, let's see. Let me pull some numbers for you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to give me the entire year. I got to do it by quarters.
Just an estimate is fine.
Okay. Let's see.
Were you in this industry prior to opening up the business?
Yes, I've been in it for some years.
Oh, wow, okay.
I've had a couple of them. I had one 7 years ago, and then I had one 3 years ago, and this opportunity came open where it was a bigger location to do more business.
Oh, all right.
So that's what I did. I'm going to give you the first quarter. We opened May 2015.
Okay.
So I'll give you May 2015, May, June, and July of last year.
Open May 2015. Okay, so. Okay.
Okay, so May 2015 through July 2015, waiting on the system to pull up.
Did you complete a tax return for 2015?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. So in those 3 months, we did $106,000.
That was for the quarter?
Yeah, for the quarter.
Okay. And then the next quarter?
The next quarter, let's see. That would be August 1st, August, September, October. October, the next quarter we did. We did 89,045.
Okay.
So, then the next quarter, so I did right in July.
Are you on track this year, the same as what you were doing last year? Has it gone up? Is it the same?
I haven't looked at it yet. So I just gave you May, June, July, August, September, October. Let me give you November.
Okay.
December, January. November, December, January of this year. We did $115,935.
Okay.
And let's see, let's do February. I had a little dip came in there. Well, maybe not yet. February, March, April. Okay, so February, March, April of this year.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Oh, there's a dip. We did 70,362.
Okay.
And then from there, that's when they started sabotaging. I went through a rough May and June, which I can give you the numbers on them.
All right. And that's okay. Now, it looks like there's a reference for an ACH Capital loan. Is that something that you still have?
No, I don't have that loan.
Okay.
We dropped way off, and I wasn't able to pay that loan, and they sought legal action on me. So I'm telling you up front, everything, they sought legal action on me. They got my account frozen. They're taking money out of my account. They got everything frozen on my account. So you guys probably won't be able to do anything for me.
Okay. So was that loan paid back, or?
One of them was paid back, and then they gave me another one, and that's when the guy sabotaged my business, and I wasn't able to make it. So if you look at my quarters, I was basically averaging anywhere from 80,000 to 90,000 a quarter.
Right.
Until that May and June, I dropped down. From May and June, I made $17,000 in 2 months, which is
wow.
Crazy. Yeah, I mean that's just how much they hurt my business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at now, and if that's how much to hurt my business. So basically,
okay,
I almost destroyed it. Now, if I look at July, just what I've done in July this year.
Yeah.
Let's see. July 1, 2. Okay, July 2. For the first half of this month. I did 11,696.
Okay.
So like the first 2 weeks, first 2 weeks of the month.
How much money are you looking for ideally?
Yeah, I know more like 5, maybe 10,000, just enough to get my equipment and everything.
Okay.
In 2 months, what they tried to destroy in 2 months, I rebuilt it in two weeks and rebranded, and so all my customers, they ran all my customers off. Nobody was coming down. Nobody was eating. Nobody was coming to party. It was just, it was almost flatline. So I paid everything out of my pocket, which, you know, hurt me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, and I'm still in business, and now we got everything turned around. The first 2 weeks were good. We're ramping up for a good third week in this month. The rain kind of held me off this weekend, but this weekend I think we did like 7,000 or 8,000. And this weekend we should hit about 12,000 to 15,000 like we normally do.
Right. Okay. So I think, you know, we'll have to look at some things, but we could probably get you approved for around the $10,000. I don't know what the term length will be for our unsecured capital program. So that would be the capital you can use for whatever you choose. We have programs that range from 3 months out to a couple of years. So they're just going to have to look at everything and, you know, see how it looks on paper. How is your personal credit?
Personal credit is not good. I can get someone to sign off if I need to, though.
Is it above 500?
Yes, over 500, yeah. Okay. As a matter of fact, it's like 633.
Okay.
$500, something like that.
Okay, so that'll be fine. That's not an issue. So we're just going to have to kind of look at everything, but we have a lot of different programs, so I feel like we have a program for kind of every type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I will need a few items to issue an actual approval for the business. And I have your email address here, hermanlewis@powerlr.com.
Correct.
I'll send what I need. It's going to be a one-page application, 6 months business bank statements. And then you don't have a tax return, so we won't include that. So that's all I'll need.
Okay.
Okay. Once I get that back, I can have some numbers for you probably within a day.
Okay. Now, again, they have my business account on hold from this other loan place. And their loan was structured to where I couldn't, it's almost, like I let my lawyer look at it, he was like, it's almost impossible for you to pay it back. So,
so what bank account are you using now?
I'm using my personal bank account.
Oh, okay. So that might be an issue.
Okay.
Because we need to, because it's the business bank account, we need to see that account.
You can see the account, but it's just like on hold. I can show you numbers out of the account. I can send you reports from that account.
But is there money going in that account?
No, because they have it on hold.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be an issue.
Okay.
When do you think that's going to be not on hold?
I don't know, because this company is out of New York. They put the hold on it. It was like,
or have you thought of opening up a separate bank business?
Oh, I can definitely do that, but you guys want to see the history. I can see the history, and then I can send you the new account. That's not a problem. I could open up another account.
Yeah, I mean, we would want to see the history as well. Well, we would need to see a business bank account. So, do you want to, I'm going to send you an email. Do you want to let me know when you get that unfrozen?
Yeah, I'll let you know when it's unfrozen. It's probably going to be a while, just to be honest with you now. As far as getting a new bank account, I can set that up in a day. That's not a problem. I can open up a new business bank account with no problem. And I can get the history off of my old business bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's going to be a problem, I'd rather not go through all that.
Yeah. I would say probably getting that unfrozen would be our best bet, just because we need to see the, you know, the history and make sure it's still active.
Yeah, I mean, the account is active. It says on hold. I can pull the history. I can go into the account and everything. It's just going to show zeros. Matter of fact, let me make sure it still says it. I hadn't checked in a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's just going to show zeros.
But that won't help us if it shows the zeros.
Okay.
You know. So let me do this. I'm just going to shoot you an email so you have my contact info. When that gets resolved, let me know, and then we can pick back up and see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Herman. Bye.
All right. Bye.